This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 6 Epiphany Monday, a variable. To be used only if there is a 7 Epiphany Sunday, otherwise skip to 8 Epiphany. First posted February 14, 2011, Psalm 103:1-13. Thanksgiving for healing. Let us bless the Lord in our innermost selves, and praise His name with all our strength. Let us bless the Lord and remember all His benefits. He has forgiven all our sin, He has healed us from all physical and spiritual illnesses, and He has redeemed our lives from death and grave. He has blessed us with unfailing love and mercy. He gives us what is good, throughout our lives, so that our vigor is renewed like that of an eagle's. The Lord gives justice and vindication to all the oppressed. He revealed His nature to Moses and His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, giving undeserved favor to us. He doesn't become angry with us quickly, and His love is steadfast and abundant. He is not always criticizing us, and is not angry with us forever. He doesn't give us the punishment our sins rightly deserve. His unwavering love for us is as great as the highest heavens. He removes our sins from us as far as east is from west. He has pity upon those who fear, have appropriate awe and respect for the power and authority of Him, as a good father pities his children. Commentary: This psalm is my own personal testimony also. The Lord has restored me from heart disease and cancer to physical health, to mental health from emotional turmoil and anxiety, and to spiritual health, from eternal death to eternal life by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible, ongoing, daily experience, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The presence of the Holy Spirit within us gives us peace, even in the midst of troubles, which only Jesus can give, John 14:27. His presence reassures us that we are not alone. By experience, we learn to know with assurance that the Lord can deliver us from, or bring us through, anything that happens to us, even physical death, John 6:68-69. Only by the indwelling Holy Spirit within us can know and do God's will, Zechariah 4:6c. Only by the indwelling Holy Spirit can we truly praise and worship the Lord, 1 Corinthians 12:3, Romans 8:15-16. The indwelling Holy Spirit teaches Jesus' disciples everything they need to know, recalls to our minds all Jesus' teachings, John 14:26, and gives us what to say in testimony at the time it's needed, Mark 13:11, Luke 12:11-12. I keep a list of the blessings the Lord has given me. When troubles assail, I can recall the blessings He has given me in the past and be confident that He will deliver me again, See 1 Peter 5:6-10. In times of stress, I read the Psalms also, beginning with Psalm 1:1, and read until I feel better. The Lord will give us vindication and justice often enough in this world so that we can be sure of His ultimate vindication and justice in His eternal kingdom. The Lord has promised to reveal Himself to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:21-23. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit makes it possible for Jesus' disciples to have the intimate fellowship with God the Father and Jesus Christ, Romans 8:9, which only a few Old Testament prophets and leaders, like Moses, Deuteronomy 34:10, enjoyed. Through the Holy Spirit we will come to know personally the mercy and grace and deserved favor of the Lord, and His steadfast, overflowing love. We will learn from experience that the Lord is not always angry and critical of us. Like a loving father, the Lord has pity on us, and disciplines His children for their own benefit, Hebrews 12:9-13. He doesn't give us the punishment for our sin disobedience of God's word, which we rightly deserve. Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, Romans 6:23, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, home. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46, are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31, are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.